I'ma walk, I'ma march on the regular. Painted white, black, blue. Love, forgive me, I've been running, running blind in truth. I'ma rain.
Welcome back. One more segment here on the Wrexham Revolution. I'm Mark Becker, and we are chatting with Madeline Somerville from Maddie's High Tech. Again, you got to find her on the socials because she's a really great resource for you. If you're kind of looking to put thought into words, you know what I mean? Because we talk about messaging, and it's so hard. We were talking offline about how, you know, I'm sure, you know, with the candidates that you were advising and candidates I will always advise too, as you have to speak in soundbite and, yep, you know, 7 to 10 seconds. So it's so cool to not have to do that, you know?
It's so good to not have to do that. It's the worst.
So you were talking about like the future of where people go.
Yeah.
Do you think that like the Republican Party is going to splinter and it will be a little bit of a, like a Marjorie Taylor Greene versus J.D. Vance?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Trump is the figure that everyone coalesced around. So if he's not there, whether he, you know, lives out his life or has a third term or whatever it is, at some point he won't be there.
We can't do that. Like,
what do you mean?
He can't, they can't do the third.
Yeah, no, he can't. But listen, every single thing that Steve Bannon has said that he was going to try to do, he's tried to do. Right. So I mean, he can't, you're totally right. I know it's terrifying, but everybody who follows me knows that, like there's like a list of people that I would like willingly go to jail to harass publicly.
and nice.
I hope that their pants rip in public and everyone laughs at them. And like numero uno would be Tucker Carlson. But like JD Vance is up there too. And it's because of Peter Thiel. I mean, if he is the plant in the White House for big tech, and if he becomes president, we will become essentially like a monarchy.
Why is that dangerous?
I mean, what Peter Thiel has wanted for a very long time, and that's J.D. Vance's primary benefactor. That's, he took him under his wing right after law school. Like, he made him into a big tech investor, helped him start his own company. He gave him the money he needed to run for the Senate. He actually gave him the largest donation from one individual to another in the history of the United States of America for a Senate race. And actually that's how I got my following originally, was because I started telling the story of J.D. Vance and Peter Thiel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
okay,
people didn't know it. And I'm like, no, this guy doesn't believe in democracy. He has a stupid amount of money. Like, he has a villain origin story, and now he has a plant in the White House who essentially what these guys believe is that not all people are of equal worth, right? Which is the same thing that the Christian nationalists believe and the Catholic integralists believe. And like, and the MAGA folks believe about immigrants, right? Like, this is the joining, this is the thread that threads them all together. And that's what brought them all together. But at the end of the day, somebody's going to have to win out. And right now it's looking like tech bros, as long as JD Vance ascends. Now, some people don't like JD Vance because JD Vance doesn't want to advance a Christian nationalist agenda, right? Peter Thiel's gay. He doesn't have those same principles. Like, his wife is Indian. He makes exceptions in places that they wouldn't. And so as that coalition breaks apart, which is just the natural thing to do after groups have all come together in unity. Once you win, now you're going to start differentiating yourselves. You know, they're going to have different leaders that are going to crop up. And because the tech bros don't believe that people like you and me, who are just regular people, should have a voice in their government, because they think that we're all stupid / not born, like divinely chosen to have a 200 IQ, or divinely chosen to be in a family where we have a gajillion dollars, then we don't deserve to have a voice in our government. So, you know, that's really, I think the way the Democrats can fight back is by telling that story, because I've been building this for years, where I've been finding the specifics, like the truth about how they feel and who their ideologues are and what books they've published and what pamphlets they've published, because all this stuff has been building for a long time and the truth is out there. It's just, I don't know if the media is afraid of it or what, but the more that truth gets out there, the more people can actually make decisions for themselves.
What can people do to fight this stuff?
So the first thing I think that they can do is not allow the president to divide us, because that's what they want. The more we accuse someone of being something that they're not, the harder this gets for us. Because, like, for example, with my Newsmax audience, I would say a good fifth of them are truly good people who have just been indoctrinated since day one of their lives. Like, they've just been indoctrinated and they don't like what's going on, right? They don't like their employees getting snatched up in the streets. They don't like that. And so when you have a conversation with somebody, speak to their heart, right? Assume the best about them. And I know it's really hard. And like I said, I had to practice it for months, right? Where you just assume the best about them and then ask them questions from there. So what you can do is don't write people off. Assume the best about them and try to talk with them in a way that's human to human, because the more we do that, the better off we're going to be and the more chance we have of winning and getting rid of these guys.
Yeah. How can people find you?
Yes. So,
and help you out, help spread your message.
Thank you. Yes. So it's Maddie's Hot Take, MADDIE. And I'm on all social media. I'm on Instagram. I've got a small following, you know, on Instagram and TikTok, but I've got like no following on X or on YouTube. So I could really, really use some more followers there.
All right.
I'd be honored if people would go and check that out. It's all the same videos. And I'm on Substack too for Madeline Somerville.
Nice.
And yeah, just if you guys can check out a video, if you like it, share with a friend. That's all I'd ask.
I do that all the time. Yeah. So, and it's seriously, it's like, yeah, follow her. You'll thank me later. So I seriously appreciate you hanging out with us. I hope you come back. Yeah. And
thank you so much.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger. So Madeline Somerville from Maddie's Hot Take on the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. May the last one burn into flames. Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.